Welcome back. Here are the community updates on October 8th. Grand Rapids' first ever community library for outdoor gear is opening on October 11th and aiming to provide equitable access to outdoor adventure opportunities for local youth. Located at Roosevelt Park Gym on the city's southwest side, rentals at the gear library will be free and open to all Grand Rapids residents. Available gear will include equipment related to camping, hiking, hammocking, yard games, and more. Regular hours at the gear library will be Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon. Residents visiting the library will be able to sign up for a free gear library membership, receive a short orientation, and borrow gear for up to 1 week at a time. A ribbon cutting event will take place at the gear library for its grand opening. Community members are invited to tour the library, view all the available gear, meet with the staff, and learn about how to start renting equipment. The City of Grand Rapids is seeking input from the community in its search for Grand Rapids' next police chief. 4 virtual forums will take place this month, giving residents opportunities to share their thoughts on the personal characteristics and professional experience that are most important for the role. Input gathered from the community forums will be condensed into a profile used in the recruiting process, according to the City of Grand Rapids. A link to the forums is available through its website. Dates for the forums are Wednesday, October 13th, 6 to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, October 16th, 10 to 11:30 a.m., Saturday, October 16th, 3 to 4:30 p.m., and Tuesday, October 19th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Award winners for Art Prize 2021 were announced on October 1st, including a $50,000 grand prize for the piece with the most visitor engagements. Before You Go, an audio installation by Mother and Son team Monica Pritchard and Christian Relchi took home the grand prize. The installation worked as a vintage phone booth where spectators could hear excerpts from interviews about life, death, and other existential topics. It aimed to highlight similarities in the human experience. Pritchard and Relchi's installation was also one of 2 public vote winners for this year's Asian Art Awards within the competition, earning an additional $2,000. This year's Art Prize took place from September 16th through October 3rd, featuring 955 artists and 142 venues. A full list of its winners is available on Art Prize's website. The Rapidian encourages local residents to share their own stories related to civic, economic, and public health developments in the Grand Rapids area on the Rapidian's platform. To get started as a community reporter, visit therapidian.org/write. This video is supported by the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, the Lowell Arts Center, and the National Endowment for the Arts. This update is brought to you by the Rapidian, GRTV, and the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Take care.